Thank you, Alan. Now, it being summer, there is a lot of sport about, so we make no apology for featuring some of it. The good weather has encouraged great activity, like Thwarston Cricket Club winning the County 2020 competition, an appeal for more ladies to play rugby football, and the success of a scheme to encourage tennis for youngsters. Another youngster makes his mark by becoming the national junior singles bowls champion, whilst old Norwich City favourite Grant Holt is appointed to assist football coaching at Langley School.
Swarniston comfortably retained their N.W. Brown Norfolk 20 title at Manor Park last night when they cruised to an 8-wicket victory over Horsford. Opener Jordan Taylor and skipper Joe Gatting put together an unbroken third wicket stand of 75 to see the Olders home after they had turned in an excellent display with the ball to dismiss their host for just 107. After winning the toss and electing to bat first, Horsford could hardly have made a worse start to the match, with openers like Luke Findlay and Stephen Melillier both going for ducks. With a combination of a slow pitch and indifferent light making a real challenge for batsmen, the match was hardly a classic. But it was a thoroughly professional display from Gatling's men, which bodes well for their challenge at the Vitality Cup 2020 finals at Derby next month.
A Norwich ladies rugby team is inviting women to step off the touchline and onto the pitch to discover their inner warriors. In a bid to encourage more women to take up rugby, Lakenham Hewitt Ladies Rugby Club is hosting an England rugby warrior camp. Designed as a commitment-free, fun introduction to the sport, the camp is open to women of all shapes and sizes, ages, fitness and experience levels. Introducing the basic skills needed to play through team games and drills, it is hoped the event will inspire women to take up the sport they may have previously only watched from the sidelines. Jenna Ray, a member of Lakenham Hewitt Ladies Rugby Team, said, "For us, rugby is about supporting each other and inclusivity. It's something that you grow into and anybody can do it. It can be quite intimidating, but anyone can play and you don't have to have any experience."
A children's tennis scheme is to be expanded in Norwich to meet growing demand. The Lawn Tennis Association's Tennis for Kids initiative at Eaton Park will grow by an extra 100 places as it grows in popularity. And new floodlights have been bought by the LTA for 3 of the 7 courts at the Norwich City Council Park to allow more sessions in winter. Across the region, nearly 12,000 children have taken part in the programme, which is for youngsters aged 4 to 11. Tennis for Kids is an introductory tennis programme which is 6 sessions long and given by trained and accredited LTA coaches. The low-cost courses are priced at £25. This includes 6 classes and a babolat racket, a ball, a personalised T-shirt delivered to their door.
Dan Mills, who plays for County Arts, is the 2018 Bowls England National Junior Singles Champion. Mills lifted the prestigious title at Victoria Park in Leamington Spa. He opened with a comfortable 21-7 first round victory over Kurt Murray from Dorset, and then followed this up with narrow win over Bedfordshire's Chris Baird, before victory over Tom Newman of Wiltshire to reach the second day of the competition and, ultimately, the final. Mills trailed 9-4 in the early exchanges of the final, before a really good period of play saw him lead 16-12. His opponent, Booth Young, then fought back and regained the lead at 18-17, before Mills picked up a full count of 4 to secure a 21-18 victory. The victory is Norfolk's first success in this event for a decade, and by lifting the title, Mills joins Norfolk's previous winners and will now go on to represent England in the 2019 British Isle Championships.
Future sports stars in Norfolk will have the chance to be coached by a Norwich City legend after he joined a school's football team. Langley School in Loddon has announced that former striker Grant Holt will become its director of football from September. Mr. Holt, who played for the club between 2009 and 2013, will work at the school on a part-time basis, overseeing all its football education. The school said it would see him coach the 15 boys in the Langley Football Academy, mentor the 24 who attend the school as part of the Norwich City Football Club Academy Schools programme, and oversee boys and girls football provision overall. Earlier this month, Mr. Holt revealed that he will be returning to Norwich City in what will initially be a part-time academy coaching role. Speaking about his role at Langley, he said, "I'm looking forward to working with the students at Langley to continue the development and profile of football at the school."
Well, we've come to an end of part one. So that's all from
Don
and myself, Sam Elmhurst. And now it's on to part two, where your readers are Robin Quine and Jane Pratt.